So it's just over a month until I go to Japan. Yes, I'm scared. No, actually, I'm not scared. I'm more worried about silly little things. I mean, for example, I've got my passport. I've got my Japan Rail passport. Everything I actually need. And I'm buying traveler's checks and yen this week. It's the little things I worry about. Like, for example, I've got a honking great suitcase. And I'm kind of worrying about where I'm going to store it during the day when I'm moving between Hotel A and Hotel B. You know, finding a nook for it on the Shinkansen. Finding a locker to put it in during the day, because I hear that apparently those go quite quickly. And, oh, I shouldn't be worrying. I would like to mention at this point, I have had a pint of cider. Not a pint of cider. Checks bottle. 330 millilitres of the ever-lovely Savannah Dry. I am not drunk, I am slightly inebriated, there is a difference. Anyway, so I'm slightly concerned because I'm not happy unless I worry. And this is very annoying to me because I shouldn't worry. Things take care of themselves, you know, the usual stuff. But it's just like, oh, it's like I can't be happy. I've got to worry about something or something big or little things or problems which aren't problems. It's very irritating, but it's kind of a part of me, and it's I just can't do anything about it, unfortunately. But yeah, so I'm kind of putting everything together. I've got this giant file with all these maps and leaflets and information, you know, covering almost every possible problem or whatever. Yeah, I've got a first aid kit that's been compiled in case I break something or get a blister. It's just trying to get everything done. And I'm just like, I think because I'm moving around so much, you know, I'm literally, there's a period of 2 weeks where I'm going from A to B to C to D to E and, everywhere. And just the idea of going everywhere with this giant case, this really big camera, laptop, rucksack, weighs quite a bit, you know, I don't want to carry around my knapsack, for example. It's huge. It's got a, you know, 500 pound camera in it. You know, I want to be able to leave that and the laptop in the hotel and just kind of go and pot around in my tiny little backpack that I've got, you know, that just fits my camera, my journal, you know, my purse, the essentials of life. And I guess I'm overanalyzing, but until I get there and until I find out sort of everything, it's just so kind of, I'm not happy unless I don't worry, and I really wish I couldn't, you know. I want to be happy, I want to be go with the flow, but I think as part of my visual problem, I am not happy unless I can control as much as I can. You know, it's all about, I don't know, getting rid of the fear by sort of owning the situation, by going, I am going to be fine, I'm going to do this, I'm going to control this, you know, I'm going here, I'm going there, I'm going to do in this order at this time. I just need to learn not to be a control freak, basically. This means I am screwed. But yeah, so I'm just kind of randomly worrying about little things like, you know, what am I going to do with my case, breaking of tooth, things that probably aren't going to happen, but you worry anyway. And I just can't stop worrying, and it drives me nuts. Oh dear. Can I go on holiday now, please?